the great prospects of the hope that we have of the coming months and weeks, dear God, and the many people that will be saved and baptized as a result of this church's preaching the gospel and soul winning. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this church, and I pray that you would please just bless this sermon now and let it sink down into our ears as it said in the chapter. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now there's a lot in this chapter, a very lengthy chapter that we just read, Luke chapter 9, but part that I wanted to focus on is, and some of the other things in the chapter have a little bit to do with what I'm talking about tonight, but the part that I wanted to focus on is beginning in verse number 52, where it says, and sent messengers, I'm sorry, verse 51, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and set messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, watch this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. That little story is what I want to start my sermon with. And it's an unusual sermon tonight. But the title of the sermon is this: Do You Understand Faithful Word Baptist Church? That's the title of the sermon. And it's a little bit different of a sermon, but do you understand Faithful Word Baptist Church? You see, I think that there are a lot of people who think that they understand Faithful Word Baptist Church, and they don't. I think there are a lot of people who have come through the revolving door of Faithful Word Baptist Church, and they think that they know what Faithful Word Baptist Church is. They think they know what we represent. They think they know what we are, but they don't. They don't really understand Faithful Word Baptist. They don't really comprehend what it's about. Now here we see James and John, great men, preachers, soul winners, and they were following Jesus Christ. They were part of His church, of the first church, of which Jesus Christ Himself was the pastor. And they were a little bit confused. They lacked a little bit of understanding about what Jesus Christ was about, or why He was there, or what that church was about. Because even at this point, they were confused about what kind of spirit they were of. I mean, here's Jesus preaching to them, teaching them, and yet they thought that because these Samaritans did not receive Him or make ready for Him, that they ought to call fire down from God and destroy them. They were a little bit confused, and Jesus cleared up their confusion by saying, the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Look at John 14. This is introduction to the sermon. John chapter 14, verse number 9. I have several points tonight, but right now this is the introduction. John chapter 14, verse 9. The Bible reads, Jesus saith unto him, I'm sorry, verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Look at Jesus' answer. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Now look, here we see Philip confused. Philip misunderstanding things. Philip, who walked and talked with Jesus Christ, a little bit confused. You see, let me ask you this question. Have you been so long with Faithful Word Baptist Church, and yet you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church? Now that's the question I want to ask tonight, and I'm going to explain it as I go. But you see, Faithful Word Baptist Church is not a one-dimensional church. And you might have noticed that. We're not just all about hard preaching. We're not just all about soul winning. We're not just all about prayer. We're not just all about encouragement. We are about all of these. We're not just all about memorizing the Bible and knowing the Bible, but we are about all of those things together. You see, let me start out by saying this. Number one, and turn to Matthew 12. Number one, if you don't go soul winning, then you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. That's point number one. Don't talk to me about Faithful Word Baptist Church if you've never been soul winning with Faith Forward Baptist Church. Let me say something right now. If somebody said to me, oh, I've tried Faith Forward Baptist Church, I'd say, have you been out soul winning with Faith Forward Baptist Church? Because if a person has attended this church, but has not gone soul winning with this church, have they really tried Faithful Word Baptist Church? The answer is no. The answer is no. I mean, I remember when I was in Sacramento, California, and I was going to a good fundamental Baptist, independent, soul winning church. And I remember I had somebody come to that church. I talked them into it. I tried to get them to come. And finally, I got them to switch from a liberal church to Regency Baptist Church, the church I was going to. And this person went to that church for 6 months, Sunday morning only. They came, they listened, they heard on 6 months. And at the end of 6 months, they said, I tried it, and it wasn't for me. I said, you didn't try it. I said, you didn't go on Sunday night. You didn't go on Wednesday night. And most importantly, you did not go out soul winning. I said, you've come and sit for 6 months and you didn't try it. I said, do me a favor. Try it for 2 weeks. By actually going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and being out on soul winning. Then you've tried Regency Baptist Church, I told them. And I'll say the same thing right now. If you don't go soul winning with Faithful Word Baptist Church, you have not tried Faithful Word Baptist Church. You don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. It's a fact. You see, Faithful Word Baptist Church is soul winning. That's who we are. Now, that's not all we are, but that's who we are. This is a soul winning church. The people, and I'll tell you something, I've been pastoring now this church for 2 years and almost 9 months. And let me tell you something, nobody has ever gone to this church for any length of time without becoming a soul winner, period. It's true. You know it's true. Everybody, every single person who's come, you know, that didn't just come and go through the revolving door, they became a soul winner, and that's a fact. Everybody in this church is a soul winner. I mean, that's what Faith Forward Baptist Church is. Hey, that's what sets us apart from other churches. That's why I started this church. Not to be like every other independent fundamental Baptist in America, but to be a church that is in one accord, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. Together, in one accord, with one mind. That's what the Bible says that the local church is supposed to be. And that's what Faithful Word Baptist Church is. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. Have you been so long with us and you don't understand what we are and who we are? I mean, thank God you do. Because you've stayed with us. You must be a soul winner. Because, look, if anything, I preach soul winning too much, if anything. I mean, nobody can accuse me of not preaching it enough, but I don't know if you really can preach it too much. You know, but and that's not all we are, but I'm going to tell you something. Soul winning is the purpose of this church. Do you want to know what Faithful Word Baptist Church is? It is the human instrument. Define Faithful Word Baptist Church. The human instrument by which every door in Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding areas will be knocked. And the gospel presented from a King James Bible. That's the definition. If we were to put it, we need to call, I don't know, when is the new Merriam-Webster dictionary coming out? Have we missed the cutoff? Have we missed the deadline? I want somebody to look it up in dictionary under F for Faithful Word Baptist Church, and it would say, noun. It's pronounced faithful. You know, word. And it's going to have that little upside down E for word. Baptist. Church. Noun. Definition number one, the human instrument whereby the gospel will be preached to every house in Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding areas. Definition number two, will I be there? Okay, anyway, the point is, that's what this church is about. And people, they hear the preaching, but they don't get the soul winning. They missed it. Whew. They missed it. It's the truth. Look down at Matthew 12:30. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Mark this down. If you don't gather with Faithful Word Baptist Church, then you're not with Faithful Word Baptist Church. Did you hear me? If you don't gather with Faithful Word Baptist Church, are you really with Faithful Word Baptist Church? I don't think so, and I'm the pastor. I don't think you are. Unless you gather with Faithful Word Baptist, then you're not really with Faithful Word Baptist Church. I mean, if you don't gather with Jesus, you're not with Jesus. Jesus said, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say, I might make you fishermen. I'll make some of you fishermen. I'll make an elite, small group within the church fishermen. He said, no, if you follow me, you will be a fisher of men. And I'm talking about man, woman, boy, girl, fishers of men. And so ask yourself this question. If you don't gather with Faithful Word Baptist Church, are you really with Faithful Word Baptist Church? Because he said, he that is not with me is against me. So he said, are you with me? And then he defines with me in the next part of the verse as gathering with me. Okay? So really what I take from this, look down at your Bible. This is what I take from this verse. Being with me equals gathering with me. I think that's what Jesus said. You know, being with me is gathering with me. Okay. Being against me is scattering abroad. So, the person who's not part of the solution is part of the problem. You thought that was a quote from Winston Churchill. Actually, it's a quote from Jesus Christ in Matthew 12:30. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. If you're not gathering with me, you're scattering abroad. You say, I'm neutral. Impossible. Nobody's neutral. You're either helping or you're hindering. You're either gathering with or you're scattering abroad. That's what the Bible says. Look, if you would, at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter number 1. Look at verse 14. And again, let me just keep repeating the question. Do you understand Faithful Word Baptist? I mean, do you understand Faithful Word Baptist? You say, I don't know if I understand. You know what? If you want to understand Faithful Word Baptist Church, go to the nursing home with Brother Dave. And then you will understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. And I'll get to that in a minute. But look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible reads, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Now, what does he mean here? Well, first of all, he's talking about people that are saved. Because he starts out by saying many of the brethren in the Lord, right, in verse 14. So we're talking about people that are saved, who are preaching the gospel. They're part of the church, you know, they're preaching Christ of contention, not sincerely. Okay? So basically I'd say they're part of the program, but they don't really understand. There's something that they're not understanding. You know what I mean? Because they're not preaching it out of love. They're not in it because of love. They're in it because of envy, it says. Look at verse 15. Strife, envy, contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I'm set for the defense of the gospel. You see, there are many people who, if they walked into our church on a certain Sunday, they would hear me preaching and foaming at the mouth about sin, right? I mean, one of those sermons where I'm just ripping up on the TV or ripping on alcohol, ripping on worldliness, ripping on the rock and roll music, ripping on all this stuff, and they would sit there and they would love it. And they'd say amen to that. And they would love that. And they'd say, preach it, brother. Amen. Come on. That's good. Go get them. Amen. That's right. But then you start talking about soul winning. You start talking about loving people. You start talking about going to the ghetto and rolling up your sleeves, knocking those doors and reaching out to the poor and winning them to Christ. That same person clams up. You listen to me? It's true. They love the strife. And brother, I know what strife is. They love the contention, and I know what contention is. But you know what? If they don't have the love, they're not sincere. They don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, I mean, you can go to the most phony churches in America. Are you listening to me? I mean, you can go to the most phony church that will tell you salvation's by works, and then they'll preach heresy. They'll get up and scream about drinking and stuff. I mean, have you ever heard of the Holiness Pentecostal movement? And they'll preach on standards, and they'll preach against sin, and they'll foam at the mouth, but when they die, they're going to go to hell because they don't even know Jesus Christ as Savior. They're like the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the separated ones, but they weren't even saved. And so you have to understand that Faithful Word Baptist Church is about love. And I mean, I could get up and preach, oh, drinking's wicked, amen, amen, amen. You know, oh, the TV's wicked, amen, amen, amen. You know, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Hey, shut up with your amen and go out soul winning with me and have some love, because it's not just up here destroying and tearing down. Hey, we're here to save men's lives. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. I mean, if you don't understand going out knocking the doors of soul winning, what good is it to preach against drinking? What good is it to preach against TV? What good is it to preach against the way people dress that's wrong? If we're not going to purify ourselves so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and bring the gospel to the lost. That's why we do what we do.
That's right.
It's not just, I mean, look, if we just wanted to be so separated, we could just go be a Buddhist monk or something. Right? We could live off bread and water. We wouldn't have any TV, no rock and roll. We'd have no movies, no drinking, and we could just go, why don't we just go to some monkery somewhere? What do they call those stupid things?
Monastery.
Well, I mean, hey, why not check into a monastery? Why not go to a cloister? Why not become a hermit somewhere? Right? I mean, let's go to some convent somewhere. Let's go stare at the wall all day and pray for 10 hours and we could beat ourselves with a whip like the Buddhist monks do and like the Catholic monks do. I wonder, why is there so much in common between the Catholic monk and the Buddhist monk? Oh yeah, because they're both worshiping Satan. But the point is, hey look, I'm not trying to go just be how separated I can be. Hey, I want to purify my heart and cleanse my hands so I can draw nigh to God, so I can be His servant to bring the gospel to the lost. Don't miss the point of what we're doing. And so, I say, if you want to understand Faithful Word Baptist Church, go to the nursing home and watch Brother Dave, you know, visit the bedside of a man today who was, you know, paralyzed and stuck in bed and messed up. And when we walked out the door, I don't even think Brother Dave heard him. He said, I love you guys. He said, thanks for coming. I love you guys. You know, and we're coming and bringing him the gospel, bringing him the Bible, bringing him soul winning, bringing him preaching, bringing him the hymns, okay, in the nursing home. Look, if you want to understand Faithful Word Baptist, go to the nursing home and love somebody and bring them the gospel. Go out door to door and bring them the gospel. Go with us out in the heat and in the sun and when we're baking in the heat and the sweat's pouring down and we have blisters on our feet and we say, let's keep going soul winning because we want to win the lost to Christ. That's what Faithful Word Baptist Church Amen. Is. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand this church. You say, oh, Faithful Word Baptist Church, that loud, screaming preaching. That's not what this church is. Because see, if Faithful Word Baptist Church was all about the preaching, you know what that would mean? That would mean it's all about me. And Faithful Word Baptist Church is not all about me. It's about the people that you're sitting beside as well. It's not just all Stephen L. Anderson. I mean, it's this whole group here. And you know, the biggest thing that people say when they visit our church, you know, a lot of people who maybe heard my preaching tape somewhere or something, and then they come to our church, you know what they say to me? They say, wow, I love the people in your church. That's what they all say. I mean, they didn't say, wow, the preaching was so much better in person. No. This is what they say. What stood out to me was the meeting the people in your church. They're unlike the people in any other church I've ever been to. That's what they said. What stood out? The people. They said, we loved meeting the people of your church. Because you know what? It's not all about coming to hear. It's like I was preaching this morning. You know, church isn't just coming to hear a bunch of preaching. Church is about assembling with the people in this room. And let me say this. Not only if you don't go souling, you don't, if you don't understand the next statement I'm going to make, then you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. And that statement is this. And turn, if you would, to, let's see, turn to James, book of James chapter 3. If you don't understand the next statement that I'm going to make, you know, if you don't understand the next statement I'm going to make, you don't understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. I would not trade one of the members of this church for 100 members of the average lukewarm Baptist church. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. Faithful Word Baptist Church has never been about the numbers. It's never been about, I mean, maybe the soul of the numbers. You know what I mean? And I measure this church's growth by how many people we have out soul winning each week. You know, when we have 20 people out soul winning, you know, like we had a few weeks ago, to me that's growth. You know what I mean? Not someday when we happen to have a real big Sunday morning attendance and the place is packed. Oh, wow, we're really growing. You know what? I measure the growth in how many people are out solely. Honestly. This church has never been about seeing how many people we can pack in a room. Now, do I want this church to be big? Yes, I do. And if you don't want it to be big, then something's wrong with you. Honestly. You say, oh, I just like it small. Keep it small. Get out of here. Make it small by leaving. Because this church is about reaching people and growing. Right? I mean, grow. Get more people in. But more of the same. Not a bunch of people in here who don't love soul winning, who don't love hard preaching, who want to be worldly and sinful and ungodly and fit in with the world and act like the world and love the world and be just like the world, then you just go be in the world, okay? Because Faithful Word Baptist Church is about being a separated, soul winning servant of God. And so what I'm saying is, if you don't understand that I can honestly stand up here with my hand on the Bible and say I would not trade one of the members of Faithful Word Baptist Church for 100 of your average church member, I can say that with my hand on the Bible. Because the people in this church are some of the greatest people in the whole world. I mean, the greatest Christians in the whole world. I mean, I believe that from the top of my head, the bottom of my feet. If somebody invited me on a Wednesday night and said, hey, on a Wednesday night, I want you to come to preach at this church and there's 2,000 people there, I would feel like it was just more important for me to preach to the group that's right here than to 2,000 people in somebody else's church, because I think that this church is the greatest church in the world. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the people that I'm preaching to right now. And so Faithful Word Baptist Church is not just hard preaching. It's the people that are here. And when you go out soul winning with these people, and when you get to know these people, that's when you've gotten to know Faithful Word Baptist Church. And no sooner. Coming and sitting in a chair and looking at me is not knowing Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, listening to a CD, you don't know Faithful Word Baptist Church. Why, you know, watching a video, you don't know Faithful Word Baptist Church. Coming here to the service, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you don't know Faithful Word Baptist Church until you know the people, until you're out there knocking the doors with me. I mean, good night. If you take away the soul winning from Faithful Word Baptist Church, what you have is just an obnoxious guy screaming. Seriously. I mean, if you take away the love, you know what it is? You know what Paul said is? He said it's like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I mean, if you take the love away from this preacher, if you take the love away from Stephen Anderson, if you take the soul winning away from Stephen Anderson, it's just me just... Eventually, you're going to say, shut up. And you're going to want to leave and get away from it. But when you understand the love, when you understand the soul winning, when you understand the compassion, then you understand Faithful Word Baptist Church. It's not a sounding brass. It's not a tinkling cymbal. The foolishness of preaching to us that are saved is the power of God. Because it's not just noise. It's not just bong, 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 bong. You know, oh man, Pastor Anderson's a great preacher. Why? Because he beats the pulpit. Look, I can do this all day long. It means nothing. It's the love that means something, huh? It's the compassion. It's the eye that looks at a city and says, let's get the gospel to this city. Good. That looks at a map and says, let's knock all these doors. That looks at a person walking down the street who you don't even know, you've never seen in your life, and says, it's a human being, and I'm going to do everything I can to get him saved. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. There are times when I give the gospel to somebody and they don't get saved, I walk away and start crying. Why? Love. And so if you don't understand that, you're missing it. It's not just some guy, oh wow, well, define Faithful Word Baptist Church. Oh man, they're against birth control, they're against TV, they're against rock and roll, they're against Christian contemporary music, they're against pants on women, they're against everything. Imagine, I mean, they're crazy. Well, you know what? If that's all you got from this church, okay, why would you want to even go there? Why would anybody want to go to that church? Why would anybody want to go to a church that tells you everything that you like is wrong? You know what I mean? What's the point? Because you know what? The love and the soul winning, it balances all that other stuff out. It's what it is. I mean, you have to, I mean, in order to understand the laws of God, in order to understand the preaching of God's laws, in order to understand why we want to do it, even though we believe salvation is by grace through faith, and we can do whatever we want and we'll still go to heaven, in order to understand why do we want to live under God's laws. Because we read the Bible and we see Jesus Christ nailed to the cross, bleeding and dying for us, and we look at Jesus Christ and we hear Him say, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And we see that same Jesus Christ, after He's died a brutal death on the cross, descended His soul into hell, and raised again for our justification, come to His disciples and say, "As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And when we look into the face of Jesus Christ, not in some painting somewhere, not in some idolatrous statue somewhere, but in the words of the Bible, we see the picture of the face of Jesus Christ in these words, looking at us, telling us to go and preach the gospel. We say, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And that's the heartbeat that beats in our breast to want to please God, to love God, to not live a sinful, wicked life that displeases God, to not commit adultery that would displease God, fornication that would displease God, drinking and carousing and partying, drunkenness and reveling and chambering and wantonness, but to say, "I want to win souls to Jesus Christ to please God. And because I love people and don't want them to go to hell." You got to get the whole picture here. You got to understand our church. And let me tell you something. People who don't understand our church will not continue to come to our church forever. They won't. Because if they don't understand it, I heard a friend of mine said this, "You won't take a stand until you understand." You know, you're never going to take the stand until you understand. And so, people aren't going to sit there and come to this church, 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 and just not understand it. Because if you don't understand it, you don't like it. There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who love it here, and those who hate it. You know what I mean? And there's probably nothing in between. And the people who love it, understand it. People who hate it, probably don't understand it. Or they're just wicked. You know, one or the other. Or maybe they just don't understand it. You know, maybe they're good people. Maybe they're nice people. They don't understand our church. They may not understand. And here's the thing. Anybody who's been at this church for a long time knows one thing. They know that whenever visitors come to this church, and sometimes they say this, "We're looking around for a church." I always tell them the same thing. Whenever they say, like, "We're just kind of look, you know, we're just visiting, just looking around church," I always tell them the same thing. I say, "Hey, let me tell you about all the other good churches that I know in this area." And I begin to list churches in this area that that are soul winning in King James. You know, are they just like us? Hey, nobody's just like us. You know, that's why we go here. Okay? All right. But the point is, you know, I'm not saying they're just like us. I'm not saying that even that these are the greatest churches in the world or that they're not the greatest. I'm just saying these are the churches in our area that are soul-winning King James Bible type churches. And I give them a list. And I tell them, "Well, look, if you're..." Because look, that's what I would want somebody to do for me. If I was visiting the area and I was trying to find a church, I'd want to know where all the good... So I can try them all. I always say, "Well, try them all." I say, here's a good one. 2 miles down the road, you know, Brother Nick Minerva. I said, "Independent Fundamental King James only, 2 miles from here." And I say, "And then you got over in, 35th Avenue Baptist Church and up in Phoenix. You know, there's another one over more on the west side. And then I know another King James Bible sewing church. What's that one? Royal View in Chandler. Royal View Baptist Church. And then over in Gilbert, Desert Gateway Baptist Church." And I tell them about these other churches. And I don't say one negative thing about them. I just say, "These are good churches." Because you know what? I strongly believe this from the top of my head. And my wife said, "Why do you do that? Don't you want them to come here?" I said, "You know what? If they can't tell the difference between all the other churches out there and this church, then they'd probably be happier at that church than this church." And I've said that to her. I've said it to you. I've said it to everybody. I'll tell everybody. I have a list of churches on our website, the church directory, to help people, and it's very incomplete. I need to work on it. But just to tell people about good churches across America, in case you know they want to find a good church in their area, church that I know of that are soul winning, King James Bible, preaching, Baptist churches. And you know, under Arizona, you'll notice all the churches I just listed, they're listed under Arizona as options on my church directory. They're listed as other churches where people drop. Why? Because you know what? If they want to go there, they can go there. They can love it and go there. And you know, some people would probably be better off over there. I'm not saying that our church is better than those churches. Don't get me wrong. But let me tell you something. Our church is different than those churches. I'm not saying that we're better. And don't go away saying, oh man, Pastor Anderson thinks that his church is so much better than these others. I don't think that at all. That's not what I'm saying. But I will say that our church is different. Nobody can argue with that, that this church is different than all those churches that I listed. And if somebody can't tell the difference, then maybe they'd be happier at one of those other churches I listed. And if you're sitting here right now and you're saying, you're preaching to me because I don't like this church. Well, then, look, I just gave you the list. Get on the internet and the list is there. And you got the list. Because look, this church is different. Nobody can walk away and say that Faith Forward Baptist Church is just another independent fundamental Baptist church, because it's not. And you know what? Those other churches, I recommend them to people. I'm not dissing them, okay? Because I recommend them. I just told you I recommend them to people that are looking for churches. All I'm saying is that this church is different, and if you can't tell the difference, then go ahead and go there. I see the difference, which is why I started this church. The people who've been here for a long time, they know the difference. They see the difference, okay? And so, look, is this church meant to lift up Faith Forward Baptist Church? Not necessarily just to lift up Faith, although I think it's a great church. It ought to be lifted up as a great church, okay? And I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about the people here. Great church. But, you know, it's not so much to lift up Faith Forward Baptist Church as much as to help you understand Faith Forward Baptist Church. Some of the things we do, people don't understand why we do it that way. But maybe this sermon will help you to understand Faith Forward Baptist Church. Sometimes I preach really hard on sin. You say you're running people off. Sometimes that's my purpose when I'm preaching hard on sin. I want to get the leaven out. You know what I mean? We don't need leaven in this church. We don't need it. Oh man, but it'll grow faster. This church it's growing fast enough. Be patient. It's growing fast enough. It's growing. And you know, it's going to grow more. I believe, and don't tell me this church is always going to be small because we're preaching right. No, this church will be big. You watch it get big. Over the years, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. But let me tell you something, it's not going to change. And there are a lot of people who come here that they don't like hard preaching on sin and worldliness and stuff. They need to go because we don't want them infecting us with all their wickedness. Get them out. Get the leaven out. And there are other people who come and, man, they'll say amen to the hard preaching all day long. They love it. But they don't go soul winning. They don't understand Faith Forward Baptist Church either. And so my question to you tonight is this. And really what I'm asking you is, are you Faith Forward? You know, do you understand Faith Forward Baptist Church? Are you Faith Forward Baptist Church? Or do you just attend Faith Forward Baptist Church? You know, I don't just attend Faith Forward Baptist Church. I mean, I am Faith Forward Baptist Church. And you, if you are, I hope you are Faith Forward Baptist Church. I mean, it's not just somewhere that we attend. It's part of who we are. Right? I mean, it's part of who we are. It's not just we just show up there and that's where we go. No, we are a part of Faith Forward Baptist Church. I'm a part of it. You're a part of it if you understand Faith Forward Baptist Church. So let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. We're out of time. Father, we love you and thank you for our church, dear God. And I love this church. And I pray that all those who do not understand Faith Forward Baptist Church would begin to understand.